Common grammar and usage problems. As you can see, relative pronouns can get a little tricky. Even native English speakers argue over correct usage. So, let's look at a few of the most common grammar issues with relative pronouns and how you can avoid them. That versus which. Both that and which can refer to the same things. Here are two examples. This is the movie that I want to watch. I want to watch this movie which stars Bruce Willis. Can you see the difference? In most cases, we use that to begin a restrictive relative clause, while we use which to begin a non-restrictive relative clause. It's as simple as that. Who versus that? Who and that can both refer to people. Some grammar purists argue that only who should refer to people. However, it is very common to use the words interchangeably. Here are two examples. She's the woman that wants to meet me. She's the woman who wants to meet me. The first example sounds a bit more natural. While it's not a rule, many people use that to refer to people in informal speech and writing. Additionally, who often refers to singular nouns, while that often refers to plural nouns. Here are two examples. He's the boy who broke his leg. They are the ones that skipped class. Using who for animals. Finally, there's some confusion over whether you should ever use who to refer to animals. Generally speaking, who only refers to people, while that or which refer to things, including animals. However, as outlined above, you can make an exception to this rule when an animal has a name. Here are two examples with and without names. My cat, Delilah, is the one who stole the sandwich off the counter. This is the cow that doesn't like people. Conclusion. Fortunately, there are not a lot of relative pronouns to memorize. That said, each one serves a specific role. Once you learn the rules outlined above, you're all set. You'll be using relative pronouns during everyday conversations in no time. We hope you found this overview on how to use relative pronouns in English useful. As always, for all things English conversation, grammar, or job related, visit the Magoosh Speaking blog.